Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're live, 515-605-9327 with the lines open. We're going to start off with 917 area code, then 910, subsequent to that, 315. Please make sure that we're not playing in the background, okay, and that you don't have us on speakerphone, so there's no feedback, okay? Let's start with 910. You've been waiting there for about an hour, so I'll start with you. 910.
Shalom, Elvis.
The troubling of the children of Israel. Talk to us.
Man, Elder, I talked to my sister-in-law this morning, and she told me that she signed up to get the jab because she wanted to get it over with. And I sent her articles, and I told her about all the people that are dying from it and being affected by this COVID-45 virus. And she's like, oh, well, those are only a handful, and I don't think anything will happen to me, and this, that, and the other thing. And I was like, do these people not believe? And do they not have any faith? They just have to go
okay.
And run and do whatever the talking heads say.
Well, who is she again? If you don't mind, because I have to do something
my
real quick.
My sister-in-law.
Your sister-in-law. How old is she?
She's about 50. She's in her 50s.
Okay, and she says she want to take it to get it over with.
Yes.
So when she say get it over with, what is her hope that'll happen afterwards? She'll get it.
She
and be
believes
able to do...
that once if she does it, then she'll be able to travel freely and do the things that she wants to do because
okay.
She'll have the thing on her ID card, you know, that says she took it, and that's that.
All right, do me a favor. Do you know, because you've already warned her, so, you know, I'll put out a prayer, and maybe you need to pray for it too. But if she does, if she take it, right, I need you to call in and keep us updated to what happened with her. Okay?
All right.
So I know the answer, of course. You know what to do. All right, so you know what not to do, rather. All right, so we're going to place you on hold, sister. Let me get the next call, all right? And just keep us posted on what happens with your sister. Hopefully, she ends up okay, but we'll see, right?
All right, we'll see.
All right, okay. Bless you, sister. Thank you.
The water.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you, man, the propaganda is real. The propaganda is real. I'll tell you this right now. Even Malcolm says, he said about that media, he says, man, he says, one of the biggest tricks of the devil is that media. Is the way it, he says, with the media, right will become wrong and wrong will become right. And you know what? He was absolutely correct. 917 area code. Let's go down the line.
Shalom, Elder.
What? Okay, 917, I'll bring you back. Go ahead, other way. I'll bring you back, 917. No, that's fine. And I'm going to tell you on top of that, other lawyer, man, it's going to be all types of diseases up in this thing. And really what I believe to some degree, these are the batches of vials that they've been having in these CVS's, Walmart, in these supermarkets that people just haven't been taking for years. I believe it because these are the doses of diseases for depopulation. So I believe they're going to be hurt. People are going to be hurt. You see what just happened with the doctor. So, but they've been warned. 917. Shalom.
Shalom, Elder.
You're live.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, my sister. Bless you.
Yeah.
The floor is yours.
Yeah, one thing that really caught my mind is that you said that, you know, this thing is more like a science. But when I look at what is going on, especially I am a nurse working in the emergency room, and I've been a nurse for over like 15 years. And what I see is that most people, especially most of my coworkers who are taking the COVID 95 jab, they just go by faith mostly. Even those who do not believe in the Most High, they just go by, they don't do any research. It's because that this one take it, so they go. And once they get that jab, it's like all of a sudden, it's like this jab is a messiah, and they begin to prophesy and to politicize and try to get other people to join them. Some of them, it's like they have a miracle. I have like a so-called, you know, intellectual people who really call themselves scientists will tell you that, oh, after they take the jab, immediately their blood pressure is resolved. Some of them will tell you that, oh, I had my heart was beating fast, and after a while everything resolved. And when you ask them, did you do any research before you do what you do? That's not relevant. Whereas when I go to the site, to the CDC site, and also to the Pfizer site, all those things that they have, and they define them as adverse reaction, all the reactions that they have. Like 2 weeks ago when they started injecting, jabbing in my place of work, in a period of 2 hours, I witnessed like 11 adverse reactions. And we have to go because we work in the emergency room. And after they jab them, they have to put them in a place to watch them over for 15 minutes. And between that 15 minutes, we have to go and get 11 of them that has adverse reactions. But yet you still see the others sitting like sheep, and they don't see anything wrong with that. And they keep coming and taking it. And when you ask them why they're taking it, they cannot give you a straight answer. Some of them, they are very emotional. Some of them are telling you that it's because they care about their families, or they think that once everybody is jabbed, so now they'll be able to remove their mask on their face, they'll be able to circulate, and things will go back to normal. Then we tell them, okay, you got the two jabs, why you still have the mask on? They can't tell you anything. And it's really sad. You know, and mostly our people, and a lot of them who took the jabs, now they're really having the COVID 95. And with my own eyes, I've witnessed two or three of them who took the jab, and 2 or 3 weeks later, they come up with high fever, and then when they tested them, they find out that they're positive now. And those who are sitting back, who was watching these things, they keep going. And when you give them information, because I go to the CDC site, I printed all their fact sheets, because they have fact sheets for patients, they have fact sheets for providers. So you try to print those fact sheets and give them to them and tell them, you know, do your own research, to make you think that you are crazy, that, you know, you are a conspiracy theorist. It's like you don't know what you're talking about. Whereas they're not doing any research at all. Thing is, by faith. So this COVID 95 become a religion, and the jab is the messiah.
Well, sister, I got to get to the next call. I wanted to keep you on being that you are a professional. You done bumped that thing up to 50 points. We went from COVID 45 to COVID 95, but it's all good. The reason why, you know. The reason why the reason why we renamed it from Corona to Coke 45, because I believe that in the neighborhood they're targeting, we drink more Coke 45 than Corona. So I didn't know what Corona was until my first job at Houlihan's, and I'm like, man, they got a lime on their bed. But that's the only reason. Let me ask you real quick. I mean, you talking about, I see lawyer laughing, talking about lime on a beard, like, yo, I mean, you know, you start living, you going in different neighborhoods, be like, yo, y'all don't got 40 ounces around here? Talking about a lime. You need, talking about a wedge, you need a whole lime to put up in a 40. A whole lemon. Let me ask you, sister, real quick. Of course, yeah. your colleagues, your coworkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They know that you are in resistance to a lot of this, probably. How were they treating you in the workplace, knowing how you feel about this?
Elders, in my workplace, I always stand alone, and they know that. You know,
okay.
Since I've been part of this truth, you know, it's been a radical change in my life. And I'm not afraid to say what I believe in and who I believe in, you know. But I in a very respectful manner, and I treated everybody equally and respectfully, and they respect me also. And
yeah.
You know, so they know not you know to play when it comes to my, because I told them my body is a temple, and I respect and I'm very respectful of what I put in my body, and I'm very respectful of what I do, and. But when I try to tell them, you know, you are professionals. And usually as professionals, they always tell us that, you know, to question, to use critical thinking when it comes to making decisions, especially when it has to do with giving patients medication. So why is it you're not, you know, you're not thinking?
Well, thank you, sister. Great point. I wanted to keep you on extra since you were in the healthcare field. It's good to hear your opinions on that. It's good that you're standing strong, and through that, the Most High preserve you. They're not pressing you from you still have a job, and I'm sure if you're pressed between your job and them forcing a medical procedure on you, you'll make the right choice. So I'm going to put
not
place
even
you
a
on
question.
Hold. All right, bless you. I'm going to place you on hold. All right, 315 area code, and after that, 417. 315 area code.
Hey, shalom, elders. Hey, I was just, you know, I was seeing everything going on with, like, the, you know, with the president, with the censorship, and then also a lot of the senators and stuff, they want to put them on no-fly zones, and eventually that's going to go down to us, you know, to people and people who are God-believing people and all that. But, like, my question is, as far as, like, traveling, I know you guys said years back, you know, referring to that scripture, deliver thyself from Babylon. So, like, I mean, should we start, you know, making certain relationships with, or, you know, connections with people outside of America? Or, I mean, not something that we just go independently and do, but, like, I mean, how should we start? Because, I mean, we're seeing, you know, the season as far as how America is in. But, you know, you don't want to wait till we're all the way in the red till it's, you know, time to start making moves or what have you.
Okay, so you're conflicting two things. Let's just deal with you're asking, what should we do?
Or
right?
Start thinking about, yeah.
No, because what I'm saying, when you're saying making relations with people outside of the country, like who?
That's why I'm bringing that up, you know, as far as like start networking or what have you.
See, but especially when we're looking at 3,000-4,000 people listening to this, right? And you put something out there, but somebody would act on it. And what I've seen more times than not, someone link in with somebody and it ends up being a bad day or a bad life. So no, what I suggest is people get guided. People get under a church. Guided and be shown what to do appropriately to be protected here and beyond here. We have churches all over the earth. Okay, we have churches everywhere on every continent. So the whole deal is get within a church and we can discuss those things privately that are private. But all that just linking up with something overseas. There's people going with people overseas, and I'm going to tell you right now, there's sisters who linked up with people over in the Middle East and all that, and these foreigners have taken their passports, knocking their teeth out and all that. And they can, this is what's going on with people that are just operating linking in with people. Okay? You link up with a person,
right,
from a high or a shy, and they're saying all that. But when sisters get over there, and it's online, these sisters are actually being arranged to be with other nations and all that just to sustain, because there was no long-term plan on how they were going to sustain themselves financially. Right? Now,
right,
keep in mind, so it have to be a spiritual movement, brother. It can't be a movement through carnality, through you just fearing something happening here and thinking that it can't happen anywhere else. It must be a movement in the spirit. The same way when Christ told the disciples when to do, what to do, where did they go? How did they get refuge? You know how they received refuge? From the churches that were set up under the disciples. So they weren't just running into a country willy-nilly looking for refuge. They already established a stronghold in these other areas for refuge.
Right.
So this is a spiritual, brother. This is a spiritual movement. It's deeper than just thinking, okay, I'm out of Babylon, and you have people to go to another country, and they'll die in another country. Okay? So this is a spiritual movement. Okay?
Right.
So
yeah,
what
I'm saying is,
you have to realize when I'm answering you, brother, when you ask a broad question and put something out there, and I know you don't mean any harm, I have to cover all ends, understanding that people are not just going to listen to it from the perspective you're asking. You understand?
Right.
So, no. Get in contact with who overseas? What interest do they have in you coming over there? Okay. So that's what you have to ask. There's people.
Right.
You
know,
No, I'm going to give you some examples. I'm just speaking broadly because people are asking, and my answer is flee into a church, get guided by those who can see. That's my answer. I've known brothers who went into other countries and all that on their own laurels and all that, and guess what? Hey, Amin or Habib will take their passport, and guess what? They'll be cheesing with your passport coming into the country. They be stealing passports and all that. When you go into different countries, they're looking at American passports as currency to get them into a free country to be able to better their lives. So sometimes you link up with these people over there, guess what? They be conning you into coming over so that they can be you. So it's way more to it than just connecting with someone on the outside of a country. When you don't understand their intentions, whether or not they're demon-ridden, whether or not they're right with the Most High, think spiritual first. It must be a spiritual move. Every move must be a spiritual move. Go ahead. Go ahead. You have the last word.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, I was just looking at, you know, certain laws being implemented and stuff like that. And I've been watching you guys for years. I've just gotten to the academy again. I think I've been in the academy now 3 years consecutively, everyone that comes around again. I'm fully, fully immersed in the word and in the spirit. And definitely just looking for the, you know, as far as that proper guidance, not so much just networking with someone out. Excuse me?
City and state.
Oh, Utica, New York.
Okay, we have a church in New York. You link in with Elder Gabar, you'll be guided. That's quite that simple.
Shalom. Have an email? Do you need email?
Oh no, you can send an email to gathering@aol.com. I'll give you the Elder Gabar. We'll link you in the body, and we have a great body there. Who are not panicking. Neither should you. You'll be fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Wait till you see what we're going into this Sunday, brother. But you know
thank
what?
You. Can't
we're
wait.
Take that first, we're going to take that zeal you have, and we're going to direct it with the Spirit of the Most High so that you can actually fill your temple with the Holy Spirit and knowledge of this Bible. And through this understanding, the Apocrypha, the Bible, and understanding, you'll have less anxiety concerning what's going on. We'll be guided
Thank
through
you.
The Spirit,
Thank
brother.
You.
You'll have less anxiety. That sometimes you're hearing all that news, and if you react off of it, you're being drawn out. And that's what they're doing. They're beating up a lot of smoke to draw people out right now to make decisions. Right now, it's time for you to continue to study, build yourself, continue fervent in prayer. And guess what? When we're ready, the Spirit is going to guide us. Okay? Hey, when there's nothing to do, it's best to do nothing. Don't get triggered out into the open. All right? Learn and do
right.
what you can. Time. All right, shalom.
Thank you.
417 area code.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hello?
You're live.
Oh, okay. My name's Marietta, and I'm from Wagoner, Oklahoma. And I've been watching you a little bit over, like a little bit over a month, and y'all have been really encouraging me, and it's a really time in our life that we need a lot of encouragement. And I do like to have a couple of questions. Like, my first question is, how do I find a place to go and worship with y'all around here?
Okay.
That's my first question.
Well, what we can do is we can link you in with the Texas body. Well, over the region, we have over that region, Elder Ramar's over that region. So I can take down your phone number and we'll get someone out to you.
Okay, will that be like a 918 area code?
Hold on. Well, once he speaks with you, he'll give you the, yeah, 918 is the region for Elder Ramar, yes. That's the answer to that.
Okay.
Yes. So,
okay, thank
that,
you.
So those, you're going before, we didn't get the first thing out. Take your time.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let me write down your number here.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
Your name?
My name is Marietta. That's Marietta.
Okay, how old are you, Marietta?
I'm 78, just turned 78.
Oh, may the Most High bless your soul. And I take it you were raised in the Christian church, like we were.
I was raised in the Christian church, but in like 2000. I think it was 2010, I started delving and I kind of got like into the Torah and that. So I've been studying the Torah and that for since then. So I was raised a Christian, yes.
Okay, well, welcome to the church, the church.
Yes.
All right, let me ask, so you had one more point. What was that?
My another question is that I am taking medication for blood pressure. Do you think I should stop taking it?
Okay. Sometimes when those things get up in your bloodstream, you have to really, you know, wean yourself off. The only way to do that is to speak to your healthcare practitioner or your doctor to see what would be safe. If you're looking to come off any medication, the best thing to do is to tell your doctor you want off of it and then let them take the steps in understanding that, you know, what it would take for you to wean yourself off of it. Okay? Because
okay.
Sometimes that stuff, sometimes it get up in your system, and if you go cold turkey, you can do more harm than good. So, you know, getting on it was the problem. Getting us on this stuff was really the issue. It was part of the depopulation program. But
okay.
The whole thing is speak to your doctor, sister. speak to your doctor and let them know, listen, I want off of this. What steps can I take to do so?
Yeah. Well, at least that's the only medication that I'm on, so.
That's good. You sound healthy.
So
thank you,
sister. That's different. Yeah, that's different than a lot of people my age are, like, have buckets of it.
Yeah. Well, sister, I got to get to the next call, Marietta, but I'll make sure Elder Ramar give you a call, okay?
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And you guys are an encouragement to me. Thank you.
Thank you. And guess what? You encourage us. Thank you. Bless you. Look at that. The Most High. She's 78. She says, yeah. Get with an herbalist. Get with someone who can wean her off. Truman is great with that. And maybe I'll just give her number to Truman, and he can go about talking with her because he's a doctor. But the whole deal is this, man. It's like, folks, keep in mind, anything you have to take the rest of your life isn't medicine. That's a drug. Medicine is, okay, I got this problem that once I take the antidote or the herb for, it's fixed. Anything you have to take for the rest of your life isn't medicine. It's drugs. And sometimes there's agents they put in it where psychologically your body develops an urge for it, okay? An addiction for it. So sometimes they put that up in there where it's more so what's going on in your brain having you take the medication than it actually doing something. So it's best to talk to your doctor. Me, I believe in the Most High. I believe that, and I know that our forefathers lived hundreds of years, easily 120 years. And there's no such thing as high blood pressure medicine. As a matter of fact, if you put me in an environment where people are shooting each other and people are selling drugs and hardly getting by, arguments all over the place, guess what? You have me raised in that environment, and 9 times out of 10, my blood pressure will be high. And is it because I'm sick? Okay. Usually, when you lay down and begin to relax, your blood pressure goes down. So what they turn is a natural reaction that happens in a toxic environment into a sickness. What people living in the ghetto, living in substandard means, doesn't have a high blood pressure. They're like, okay, man, they got high blood pressure all over the place. Yeah. Ricky just ran from June. June was shooting up the street. And you know, his blood pressure shot through the roof. He's not sick. Sometimes people are sitting in the doctor's office nervous, afraid of what the doctor might say. You know what happens with that? Your blood pressure goes up. You're nervous. You don't know whether or not he's going to tell you you have cancer or this, that, and the other. So your pressure is high sitting in the doctor's office. In the doctor's office, you see a number of sick stuff around and medication and all that, and you're seeing all this crap, and your blood pressure is going through the roof because you're anxious. You're scared. That don't mean you're sick. All right. We're gonna try to take as many as we can, keep the calls short in respect of other people. We're gonna go all the way down the line for you. 617 area code.
Shalom, elders. This is Keith Matthews, getting a call from Denver, Colorado. In September of 2020, I was baptized in the GOCC SoCal during the blowing of the trumpets. Few things I want to say. One, a sister called in a few weeks ago and asked for guidance on how to talk to her mother. You gave the advice of starting off with the Our Father. I used that strategy this weekend with my mother, who disagrees with everything stand for now that I am in the Word. And that prayer lowered her guard and actually allowed us to have a conversation. So thank you for that advice, and all praise be to the Most High for that. But the question I have for you, maybe we can take this offline, is the company I work for works with a lot of the companies that are responsible for the COVID tracing and a lot of the institutions that are going to be putting our people in jeopardy here. Now, since I joined the company 9 months ago, I've been feeling terrible and trying to get away from it. what I'm asking for, what I'm seeking is getting out of that corporate structure and getting with the church. And I want to do that immediately. So I'm seeking guidance on how to do that appropriately and, you know, through you guys.
How old are you?
31.
Do you have a degree?
I have two.
Degree in what?
So my undergraduate is in information systems operation management, and then my master's is in that as well. So my background is in engineering, worked at Apple for a little bit, then got out of that, got into sales for risk and security.
Let me have your name, young man. You're needed.
Yeah, it's Keith Matthews, K-E-I-T-H. Matthews is one T, M-A-T-H-E-W-S.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
Your father, where's your father?
Where's my father? He's back in New York.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, my parents are from Mount Kisco, New York.
Okay. I have another question for you.
Yeah.
Right? You know, matter of fact, no. I'll ask you the questions when I call you.
Sounds
because,
good.
Yeah, you have a lot under your belt. You have a lot under your belt as far as the world's education, which is good, that can be utilized. Right? It can be utilized.
Yes.
But are you willing to listen?
Absolutely. I've been following the wrong way my entire life, and it's led me to nothing. As soon as I came into the Word, I realized that I've been on the wrong path, and I've been trying to adjust my life accordingly for the past 2 years. So, yes, I'm coming from a humble spirit, from an eager spirit, from a learning spirit, and willing to do what I need to do to get right with the Most High. And He's been pushing me
right,
forward to have this call.
All right, brother, we're going to talk. We will talk. I'll call you before Friday. You'll get my calls.
So, I appreciate it. Shalom.
All right. Sunshine's in the house. Shalom.
Hello?
Hey. Come on.
Hi, Elder. Hi. Shalom. Hi. Shalom. Hello. Hi.
Hey. Yeah,
I'm here. Elder? Hi. Oh, Shalom, Elder. There's so much that was said here tonight, and it's so true that they're cinching the deal. They're causing many in droves to take whatever poison, vaccine, or even the mark. And they have chosen, like you said, the taskmasters among us, such as like nurses and teachers and administrators that Bill Gates, you know, he mentioned while he was laughing, by the way, would replace like the old and carry the lying water. And it seems like he, by the way, is always laughing when he's either taking money from the poor or he's taking life away from us. It's just, you know, strange just how he operates. But here in the islands, the school nurses are now encouraging teachers, staff, and eligible students to visit the local Department of Health for their free Coke 45 vaccine. And they're saying that, oh, they did it. So, you know, like somebody else mentioned, that it's fine. And knowing our people, that word free is like a buzzword among the poor or among Israel. And these so-called patented molecules they have and are planning to give us, they gave and have and are trying to give the poor and the ignorant of us, they're creating like a patented type of people trying to make us who are people, not a people, in a continual envy and hatred of us. And it's like they're, you know, putting themselves in a position where they can tell us what we can say, what we can't say, based on the molecular ownership, you know, just like how they would do with the GMO seeds and organic fuels. And it's so true when they saw our people, like you said, waking up to helping one another and using the same nepotism the other nations do all the time for their nation. Our nation, when we started doing that, instead of always trying to take care of everybody else or other nations, and their weird causes, they brought the hammer down on us and the conspiracy against us. And they knew that the strong of us in nepotism or looking out for our people just in general would make a place for the weaker stragglers to be forced to come up. And in suppressing us for years and in this perpetual oppression being used and abused wherever we are scattered in the four corners of the world, and especially in Babylon, they have shaped us into like a very docile lion, like where the northern kingdom, you know, has assimilated and the southern kingdom is like crouched down. We're crouched down. And so it's just like in this constant attempt to tamper with our DNA and invade our cells, like with the mRNA jabs, trying to destroy what the Most High made and eliminate what they call the God gene. They're clearly trying to like make perpetual slaves on a whole, like a whole other level in this wicked time. And unlike any other time we've ever seen or will ever see according to the scripture, but Christ says that He would cut their time short, or no flesh would remain. So if they eradicate 90% of us through this confusion and stupor and media haze, they will not win us all. For those who earnestly seek truth and the Most High with all our heart, mind, and soul are not without hope and are just passing through, like you said, with shield and buckler. And I pray for us to endure to the end and make the Most High our habitation. And as the dignitary from Africa said, we have the ultimate power and should not have the spirit of fear. And they know it because all we need to do is cry out to our power. And by grace, we'll prevail. That's all I wanted to say. I mean, praise the Most High.
You hit all the bullet points.
Praise
so what
the
is
Most
your name
High.
Again?
Lee, Sister Lee. Hi. Hi, Sister Lee. Hi, Elder. Hi. Hi.
Sister Lee?
Sister Lee? Yes, hi, Elder. Yes.
Hey. Yeah.
What's the deal?
Bless you. Bless you.
Always in the academy.
Bless you. Bless you. I'm going to tell you this right now, folks. At least, hey, there's one thing about it. This sister is always smiling. And guess what? Laughter. Smiling is contagious. It's medicine for the soul. You don't have to worry about the jab. But y'all be just cutting loose up in this chat. Lloyd, I'm sitting here looking at this chat, and you know, I thought it's just, you know, I almost bust out. Someone said, you know, someone's tickling her feet. I'm like, what? Who comes up with this stuff? I'm like, she sounds like someone's tickling her feet. I'm like, Lord have mercy. Boy, y'all got jokes. 985 area code. But that's a great call, Sister Lee. 985 area code.
Hello. Hello.
You're live
again. How are y'all doing tonight?
Blessed by the Almighty.
Yes, I just wanted to say I'm in Louisiana, in Slidell, Louisiana. And I've been listening to y'all for about 4 to 5 months now. I'm in the academy, and I work for the school board system. I work for a public school out here.
Okay.
And I see a lot of the teachers are getting these vaccines, and it's more of the white women discussing it and getting the vaccines, and, you know, the black people are shoo-shooing about it, and they're claiming they're not going to take it, but when push comes to shove, I think that they're going to go ahead and take it. I think that they're just saying it because when I ask, they're kind of hesitant, and I say, you're not going to go ahead and get that shot, huh? And they say, oh, no, I'm not going to go ahead and get that shot. I'm not going to do it. But, you know, you could tell in people's how they carry themselves and the things that they talk about when you overhear them, but when they're in your face, they say something different. And there's another lady who I heard about. She's a nurse out here, and she got the shot. And all she's talking about is how she's craving chicken, and she can't stop eating chicken. And I'm just like, my heart is going out to our people because.
Is she black or white?
She's black.
And she so. Did she like chicken before
No.
Vaccine?
No, she said that she wasn't a big fan of chicken, but now she can't. She's craving it, and she can't stop eating chicken. It's not funny, but no.
You can't make this up. Maybe this is the next call. A brother probably say he know his cousin who got it, and he just can't stop eating watermelon. Hey, who knows what they did, right? But anyway, thank you, sister. Hey, you know what? I didn't take it, and you know, I like chicken. All right, let's get the next call.
Yeah, but, Elda, I just wanted to thank y'all for all y'all hard work and y'all dedication for the people. And, Elda, I just wanted to know if we could, like, as a body in Christ, if we can all assemble ourselves in prayer and fasting as a body. Because every time I watch y'all, we have thousands of people watching. And if these same thousands of people, if we all pray and submit ourselves to the Most High, what type of impact that we could have as a body in Christ.
Sister, you know, you took the words right out of my mouth that I was thinking right before the Purim, that the church can fast internationally all together one day.
Yes.
Like one day. Probably during right before the Purim week, we just take one day where we fast and pray for the nation and the healing of our nation and the protection that the Most High hedges our nation and our church and protect our children through these troubles. So yeah,
we're gonna do
an international fast all together. I'll be speaking to the elders and deacons about it soon. So yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, what you're saying is in the spirit, sister, it's needed.
It is.
Right.
And let me tell you something. When the Bible says that God is gathering his elect and it's only one spirit and how all of us are in tune with each other and connected, because let me tell you something, they have a lot of people out here that's not. And it's our people. They're walking around like already they look like zombies. They're in a whole nother zone in a whole nother world, you know. And I'm looking at our children because I work in the school system. You need to see our boys and our girls. You could tell that they're not being guided. You could tell they know nothing of the Most High, nothing. And you need to see the food that they're feeding our children in these public school systems. And I've been trying to tell people, look, take advantage of this homeschooling. Take advantage. When it was trying to tell you to take your children out of these schools and do the home, the virtual, you should have did it. You should have did it. You should have took your kids out of these schools because what they're going to say, you got to get your child vaccinated to go to school. You understand?
Well,
so they're setting it all up all kind of ways, Elder.
Well, thank you, sister. You're always informative. I appreciate you and hold you to the next call, and I really appreciate it, sister. Bless you.
God bless you.
Elder Lawyer, you good? Okay, let me go to the next call. All right. We have 229 area code. 229. Shalom. Yeah, someone took it. I don't know what it was going on, Elder Lawyer. You got some minute. Make you want chicken.
Shalom.
They definitely aimed that towards a certain demographic there. Yes, sister, you're live. Talk to us. You're live with the elders of the Gathering of Christ Church.
Shalom, elders and GLCC family. I have a question and a statement, if that's okay.
Sure.
Well, first, in relation to the broadcast, my father, he's a physical therapist, and about a week and a half ago, they told him that he needed to take the shot. Fortunately, it was postponed because there were some other therapists in the vicinity that preceded him. However, he's still in the queue to take the vaccine, and I prayed fervently a few times regarding it, but I don't know necessarily what I can do.
Well, it ain't about what you can do, what he can do. What do he think? What does he think?
Well,
you can't
do nothing. My parents don't necessarily... They don't necessarily shoot completely straight with me. I mean, I know that they're aware of the things that's going on, but and they know where I stand with things. However, they won't necessarily acknowledge directly with me what they think regarding it.
Well, I think you need to find out. Ask, I mean, you have a relationship with your parents. Ask your father. Do you? You know what I would do? I would type in on YouTube, doctor dies 2 weeks after taking it. And you know, text that to his phone.
Okay.
He probably won't hear it from you, but, you know, Florida News will help him out. What's next?
It's just, well, my question following that, Elder, I belong to a body. I've been baptized, and I don't congregate with them as much as I should or as much as I would like to. They're an hour and a half away in my vehicle. Neither of them are reliable, so it's not safe. And I'm not married. I don't have children. And so a lot of the time I feel like I don't have enough works or that I'm missing my purpose. The thing is, I understand that, you know, our brothers, they're fishers of men and they street preach. And amongst other things, they gather souls, you know, they reprove and they build. But as a sister, you know, what is my work? Should my example, like just living according to the Most High's laws and wills, be enough to bring people into the faith? Is that my work, like just my example, or should I use discretion and reprove, or how does that work?
No, you don't use discretion and reprove. What you do, right? This is what you do. You ready?
Yes.
All right. 1 Timothy. First Timothy, the 5th chapter, reads about the young, let me get straight to it, right? The young virgins in the church were directed through the eldership of the church. You understand, when you didn't have a husband, when you have a husband, you went straight from your father was a part of the church, then you were directed under the ministry of the church until you were married to someone in the church. So you must be guided by the eldership there. And whatever your talents are, whatever your gifts are, offer those as gifts of works for the body there, to be directed to help the body. You understand? That's how you do it. Whatever gifts you have, you have to use it for that church. And you're guided by the eldership there until you marry. And they'll direct your ministry. All right? Now, it tell you that a younger woman, you know, shall be saved by what? Saved by
what, Elder?
Okay, let's get it. What church you in again?
South Georgia, Douglas.
All right. Let me read it. Let me go down the line. 1 Timothy 2 and 9. In like manner also, the women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. You have to have works directed by the eldership of the church. Right? So you ask your local body, like, what work do you have that I can become a part of? Okay. Even if you can't get there an hour and a half, maybe there's flyers. Maybe there's other things. Maybe there's a soup kitchen. Maybe there's giving out canned goods. Whatever the case is, there's things you can do within the body that can help service the nation. Then it states this. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. Now listen to this. But which becometh women professing godliness with good works. Let the woman learn in silence with all subjection. That means you're under authority. But I suffer a woman not to teach. That means being in an authority position over a man. Nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. That means she's being directed. You with me? For Adam was first formed, then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in transgression. Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness and sobriety. Because usually what a family does is it gives women their purpose. If you're raising a child, you're with the family, you're making sure the house is good, you get yourself a husband, have children, 9 times out of 10, you're doing that and not the world. See? So, first of all, you get in order under whichever bishop we have there over the church. You go from that to works within the church, and eventually you may find yourself a good husband there, and then you fall in line with him. And you'll be saved through childbearing, and he'll direct you from there. That's how it's supposed to go. Okay? So, let me get your name.
My name is Sister Rapa.
Sister who? Sister Rapa?
Khan.
Oh, okay, great. All right. Let me, I'm going to write down your number, and we'll get you working if you want to work. Hey. Sister Rapa.
I'd love to. Yeah.
All right. Let's get it.
Thank you.
All right. Bless you, sir. All right.
Shalom.
Shalom. 831 area code. Shalom. You're live at the Gathering of Christ Church.
Hello. Well, I was thinking about, like, what's going on with, like, Edom in this country when it comes to everything.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to get back with you. A lot of clicking going on. Get your phone together. I'll be right back with you. 831. I'll come back with you in a moment. All right. Someone says that, well, I don't know what to do. My wife is going to the hospital and she won't listen to me. Hey, something is going on there if you got a wife that don't listen to you. Because if she ain't listening to you, who's she listening to? That's why Christ said, remember Lot's wife. I mean, a woman is supposed to listen to her husband. That's off. Okay? That's like a man saying Christ is saying to go one way through the Holy Spirit. He's claiming, well, no, I'm going the other way. A man can't do that in Christ. He must follow the directions that Christ conveys. So a woman can't just willy-nilly do what she want to do without first getting the approval of her man. Okay, that's a proper order of things. That's what woman means. Woman means from man. Okay, from man. That's what woman means. Any woman that wants to operate like a man without approval, she don't have a husband. Okay, that's not what a husband is. She has some person, you know. That she's partnered with. And there's no such thing as that in the Bible. So that's between y'all two. Y'all have to talk that out. But a woman should at least, you know, lean on the power of that man before making decisions that will affect the household. Okay? One man means from man. Go ahead. What did you say to the lawyer? Yeah, but the question is, yeah, and I'm glad you brought that out. Hospital for what? Send an email and find out, is it something acute? Is it life or death? Because if it is, she needs a hospital. Thank you, other Lord. All right, let's see. 423 area code. Lord, I'm going to come back for that one. 702 area code.
Shalom, elders. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how you doing? My name's Derek. I'm from Vegas. I'm in Utah, about to be about to become part of the Vegas body. I just had a couple comments, real short ones. First off, I'm going down there. Well, I'm up here to, like, pretty much work. Work was kind of hard down there or whatever. And what's kind of crazy is why everything is shutting down. Here in Utah, things are more or less opening up, so I'm kind of confused on that part. But I'm going down there to have
on that part.
Yeah, shutting,
I don't understand what you
like how places are shutting down. We had, like, I wouldn't call it a shutdown, but we had, like, certain restrictions, and now they're, like, for instance, the restaurant that I'm working at, we were closing at 10, but now we're opening back up towards to 1 or whatever, and all these bars and other places are opening up. That's kind of what I meant on that. But, yeah, I was going down to Vegas. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, so I was basically going down there to have that talk with my family. Because there's only so much I could say over the phone. Like, I don't know, I'm kind of scared about, you know, because you were saying that they're going to be cutting off benefits and stuff like that. And my mother's not working, so she gets social, and she's already going through health issues. So I don't know. I hope she doesn't. I don't know. I'm going down there to kind of have that talk.
Yeah. And, like, I took the words out of my mouth. It's best you go down and you have a family conversation, so that y'all can have worst case scenario, best case scenario plans on if this happens, this is what we need to do. Before you make a choice to do this and go there, can you call me? So you understand. So you have to have those conversations with your mother. Like I said, I've been saying this for months. Have that family talk. Have that family meeting.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And I have one point that I wanted to bring up. You know, just you guys were talking about the videos or whatever. If you guys remember that that nurse, that first nurse that took the shot and then she fainted. Do you kind of remember what I'm talking about? The one who fainted during live television. A lot of people are speculating. I'm not trying to be any conspiracy theorist or whatever.
A lot
of people are speculating that she's gone.
Yeah. I've heard that over and over again. It's all over the social networks and all that. I'm not parroting that. I wouldn't be surprised if that happened, but I don't know. But I know she took it and fainted.
Right. So she wanted to be the face of it, and now she doesn't even want to show her face. Everyone's saying that, oh, they're calling the hospitals and doing all that, which I don't really approve of, but she's not showing her face. You think, like, if she wanted to be the face of it, she would show up and say something.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm starting to look at this thing. I'm like, what is this with this Tiffany woman that you know, it's like, yeah, you know, she fainted. All right.
That doesn't seem sense.
All right.
All praise to the Most High.
That's why it's not good to just jump on it because everyone is on it. Because sometimes they'll use it later to do what? To actually discredit anything you've said that was true. So sometimes they'll throw it out there. It's just like you'll be a Bible believer, and then they get you up on this zeitgeist, flat earth, and then it discredits anything because now you're rolling with a conspiracy that's unconfirmed. So I don't need to see anything. I don't need to see anything outside of lawyer, outside of her fainting after taking it. That's all I needed. No, thank you then. No, thank you. Deuces, right?
Doesn't that seem scary, the programming going on, that it takes more than her fainting? Like, my thing is, I take anything that, and if I need to pass out, I have a problem with it.
Yeah, she passed out on national television. So that's all I need to see. Whether or not she disappeared, you know, where's Tiffany? You know what I mean? And, you know, all this, you know. You know what I mean? She's hanging out with Elvis, and, you know. I've seen it with a Michael Jackson glove on. Listen, I'm not into none of that. She fell out. You shouldn't take it. All right. 813 area code.
Shalom, Elder.
Yalla. Shalom.
Shalom.
I have a testimony, and hopefully it will encourage the body. And I just want to let everybody know that I love you all, and my family and I, we pray for the movement of GOCC as well as what the Lord is doing upon the earth. But my testimony is I have a client whom I had not done business with for 13 years. However, I ran into her about 3 years ago, and she and I, we were sharing the word, and she's an elderly woman. She's like possibly 75 years old. And I was sharing with her about us being the people. And she confirmed with me that her son, he was sharing the same thing similar with her. So here it is. Yesterday, 3 years later, I'm in the car helping my elderly blind aunt. I get a phone call. It's my client, Miss Shirley. And she said, Barbara, you was on my mind. And I just felt compelled to reach out to you. I said, hey, Miss Shirley, what's going on? How are you? You know, it was such a delight to hear from her. And she said, well, actually, I'm frustrated. You know, I've been standing in this line for about 3 hours. Miss Shirley, what line are you standing in? She said, I've been standing in this line to get my vaccine shot. And so I let her play it out, whatever she was saying, why she was there, what she was doing, and what was going on. So I said, Miss Shirley, why are you getting yourself vaccinated? She said, well, Barbara, I just don't know. I'm just so scared. I just don't know what to do. I'm so confused. I said, well, Miss Shirley, why don't you do this? Why don't you do your research before you violate your temple? I said, your temple is so precious. That's what the Lord gave us. That's what we must honor and shield within this time. She said, you know, I'm getting out of this line. And she was in that line for 3 hours. She said, I knew the Lord had me to call you for a reason. And she assured me she was getting out of the line. And I said, Miss Shirley, this is what I'm going to do for you. I have a list of the ingredients within that vaccine. You read that list, and it will help you make an educated decision. And I sent her that list. She was overwhelmed because she knew that was the hand of the Most High saving her. And she knew he compelled her to get in touch with me. And all she could say was, Barbara, you're God, grace, Miss Shirley, give all the glory to the Most High. He can have it all. Just thank him for saving you. So I just want to give that praise report to the family and let you all know that he watched each and every one of our souls. So don't fear for your family. The Most High have each and every one of us. Not a hair upon our head will go unnoticed from him. So you all be encouraged out there. Love you all.
Lawyer, what do you think about that, young man? But isn't that amazing that even indirectly, the Most High showed that the work isn't in vain? Even indirectly, that's how the Holy Spirit works, man. You got to give all praise and be to the Most High. Out of nowhere, you know, it was probably an angel came to her in her thoughts. Just call her up. You've been in this line for 3 hours, and something came into her thoughts. Let me call her up. And out of all the people to call, she spoke to a person who would actually give her and show the ingredients of what was in it. She could have saved a life right there. That's what truth, that's what this Bible is about. That's what the Most High is about. I mean, this is what I say. And like for every naysayer, for whoever people, they're going to always be negative. When we hear stories like this, we understand that the work Christ gave us to do in this earth isn't in vain. Okay? It isn't in vain. That you know what? That's what it's about. Right? Praise the Most High. When I hear stories like that, I'm like, you know, all praises. You have to give glory to the Almighty for that. 917 area code. I'm only going to take a few more.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom. You're live with the Gathering of Christ Church.
I just wanted to mention something real quick. I appreciate how y'all are teaching our people not to trust this so-called science. I actually am a licensed nurse myself, not working in that field actively, but I am still a nurse. I just want to read real quick, if it's okay, Psalm chapter 103, verse 2 and 3, where it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. If there's ever time we need to believe, that is right now. And also, as far as this medical industry, you elders may already be aware of this, but I just wanted to mention something about that Hippocratic Oath that these doctors take. A lot of people may not be aware. It says that this oath in its original form requires a new physician to swear by a number of healing gods. In other words, gods with an S. These Apollo, you know, all these devils, idols, basically. Hygieia, which is where they get the word hygiene from. So it's no surprise to me that these people are killing us.
All right. Well, brother, you had the last word, but I can't, you know, I got a few calls, but what's the next thing? Anything else?
That's it. Yeah. Just wanted to, just share that scripture and man, don't trust this so-called medical industry because they up under some other gods, even in their Hippocratic Oath. I just wanted to bring that out. Crystal clear.
My brother. Okay, one moment. I appreciate it, brother. Let me get the next call.
Brothers
and sisters, keep your keep it brief because we only have a few more. We have a few more calls to take, so please keep things brief. I'm typing in ingredients real quick. One second. Let's see. Yeah, right. Okay. Man, what is this? Yo, I'm looking at these ingredients, lawyer. This thing is... I'm like, what is this? You see this, you're out. I'm looking at these ingredients, brothers and sisters. Let me see if I may have to share some of this with you. One second. Hold on. What? Look, this is one of the ingredients, brothers and sisters, I just put in here. Right? One of the ingredients I put in here. This is one ingredient of many. And it says, an MIF antagonist. Let's see what this stuff says. It says a small controls the biological activity of MIF. This is a small molecule inhibitor. It's primarily used for cell structure applications. Something that's reshaping your cell is an ingredient in it. Let me type what it is here. That's the name of it. 4-hydroxybutyl and azanidiel, right? I put all this in it. It says it's a molecule reshaper. What? Are you kidding me? The MIF antagonist, also referred to under CAS, controls the biological activity of MIF. This small molecule inhibitor is primarily used for cell structure applications. I just typed in just one ingredient. Are you kidding me? Just one ingredient, and it says it shapes it restructures your cells. No, thank you. What the Most High did works perfectly fine. All right, I'm only going to take one or two more, and I'll probably open it up this Saturday for some calls before the Academy. I'll probably do that Saturday. 816 area code.
Hey, Elders, how's it going?
I'm blessed by the Almighty. Talk to us.
Yes, sir. I had a question concerning this vaccine. I wasn't real sure. Maybe I missed it before. But if someone actually got that shot, according to the Most High, is it equal to the chip, or can it be neutralized? Or we understand it's it changes your DNA and things of that nature. But is that ever reversible in the eyes of the Most High, or you actually have to have a chip?
Well, the whole thing is this. Being that they're so secretive concerning what they're doing. Okay, I can't do it. All right, brother, there's a lot of things going there.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know my volume was that loud.
Oh, no, it sounds like a lot of things going on there. Yeah. It's like this, brother. They're being so secretive to what the long-term effects of these things are, even if you survive the jab, to a degree where I can't honestly tell you that this is equal to one thing or the other. I know that God said, don't do it. The Most High said, you cannot defile your temple or you'll be destroyed. Whether or not it is the mark of the beast, it's probably a segue to it, breaking down the body where you'll be able to actually receive the mark of the beast and be totally controlled is what I think it is. I believe that it's a segue into the beast system. I would never suggest in a million years a brother or sister take this in hopes of ridding their bodies of it later. We're healers, okay? There's no healing component in this thing at all. So I wouldn't suggest that someone get it in hopes that they can rid their body of it. That sounds like a person working backwards. If you're fine now, why take it? Question? Answer?
Yes, I was just wondering, even with healing, or if they did it before baptism or anything like that, would it be able to be reversed? I was just wondering.
Are you saying that here's a person who was ignorant to what it was, and now they've taken it and they found the truth, they never heard anything, and whether or not healing is possible because of that?
Yes, that's another thought as well. Yes, sir.
Well, let's deal with the thought you were thinking. Are you thinking of someone who knows the truth but take it anyway?
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, if someone does this in total ignorance and the Most High has had them survive it, of course there are scenarios in which one could be healed. Those scenarios are out there. But what cannot be changed to some degree is the science that changes your DNA. That's the whole point of the mRNA component within this jab. They're telling you that it's changing your DNA. I don't know how someone can walk that back and become something different when their body is chemically changing.
I agree.
All right. So
yes,
it's not the mark of the beast as far as I can see. I have to get to the next call because you got a lot of things going there. It's not the mark of the beast, but it's definitely breaking someone down to receive it, obviously. And anything with 666 in it as a patent should be a red flag for those who believe in Christ. All right?
Don't forget that even Elon Musk said it was
a program. Yeah. Yeah, Elon Musk said that the mRNA is actually a program where if they want to make you a butterfly, you'll be a butterfly. So
I think that sister was an example earlier. The older sister that spoke to sister in line, time and chance happens to all men.
Yeah.
Because she was in the line and still.
Yeah.
You know.
And I'm going to tell you, the long-term effects of what this thing means will never get discussed publicly amongst the population, especially our people. All right? And it takes us back to here. Listen again for the brother who probably missed this. Okay? One moment. For the brother who probably missed this, listen again. Oh, yeah. Y'all heard it yourselves. Oh, yeah. I must have something on my hands and I rub my eyes. I probably get burned in my eyes, so it's all good. All right, so I'll take one more call. Wish you all Godspeed. And, yes, use some eye drops. 409, area code. And thank you, Elder Lawyer, for assisting us tonight. You rock. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for all your support with the church. I'm hoping to see you all in the Adrian Bible Academy, tracing the serpent seed so we can identify the principalities and powers, the workers of evil in high places who control politicians. We're going to go into that this coming Sunday. But before we do that, let me take one more call. You've been waiting almost an hour. I have to bring you in. Sorry, I wasn't able to get all the calls. Huh? Yeah, I wasn't able to... Well, all praises be to the Most High. Thank you all for your participation. All right, I'm going to bring someone in who's been waiting for about 49 minutes. So I'm going to bring you in the rest of the calls. I'm sorry I'm not able to take calls beyond this. It's well past 11. So I'll just pick it up, probably take a few calls after our broadcast Sabbath, our Sabbath broadcast. So let's go. 409 area code. There's sound now.
Hello?
Shalom.
Shalom, brother. Shabbat shalom, brother.
Am I playing in the background?
Brown, Hold on 1 second.
It might play in the background.
Yes, sir. I muted my screen. Shabbat shalom, elders. Oh. I apologize for that. My name is Sean Brown Jr. I'm reporting to you guys from Beaumont, Texas. I really just wanted to ask you guys a question out of curiosity.
What's that?
My birthday is coming up on the 24th of this month, and I was just wondering, due to all these situations they have going on out here, man, I was truly wondering, could and would Christ return during this corona situation, or COVID, or whatever they want to call the situation? Because, I mean, the Bible says he shall return like a thief in the night, doesn't it?
Okay, so what prophecies has to happen before Christ returns?
People have to start opening their eyes to
I'm talking about on an international level, on a prophetic level of biblical proportion.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to say, sir. I'm still learning from you guys, and I appreciate all the wisdom you've been giving out.
Well, let me explain to you. Number one,
yes, sir.
Babylon, America must be fully judged first, and the war with the Medes, which is Iran, must happen before Christ returns. So there's two great events that will lead to Christ's coming.
Yes, sir.
The total fall of America, power goes back to the Ten Horns, which is Europe, Rome, for the space of 1 hour, and the war with Iran. All of those things must happen before Christ returns. So no, this has nothing to do with anything. This has nothing to do with anything but them actually transitioning, resetting the economic system for the Mark of the Beast implementation. That's what this is. It has nothing to do with a cold. It has nothing to do with a disease. This is a financial putting all economies of the earth under one buying system. That's what this is. This has nothing to do with a cold. The same time, they're depopulating and killing as many people as they can who would oppose them, who's prophesied to oppose them. So it's about them getting something injected in you and killing people to stop Israel from rising and opposing the power structure. That's what this is in a nutshell. Okay?
Pretty much. Yes, sir. I agree with you 100% on that. And I also wanted to just let you guys know I appreciate the academy that you guys have had out. And I'm with my uncle right now, and he turns 70 next month on the 23rd. And I just feel like I've been helping him for a reason, just to help him know that even though his age is, he's a very old guy, but he's still young at heart because, he likes to hang out with, people around him and stuff. And I just want him to know that he shouldn't never give up on himself, because my mom always used to sing a song to me, and she used to tell me, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understandings. And you know how it went. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Am I right, sir?
My brother, I appreciate you, and I'm going to place you on hold. Keep linking into that academy, and keep under the church, brother. You're on the right path. All right?
Thanks. Thank you. Tawra.
My brother. I'm sorry. I hate to do this because, I hate to hang up. I really want to take more calls. I'll take one more. And for that video, I'm gonna make sure I give that video to AC. He's gonna put it in the description where you'll all be able to see the video where they're telling us right out the plan is really to corner black people all around the earth and kill them off. And of course, there's a sterilization component in this, the mRNA, which is connects to a computer where it can tell your body to do what it wants. We don't want you to have kids. Guess what? We can delete that part of you. You will be a part of the computer system stuff in you. 618 area code. Don't become a child of the devil. Getting the devil juice in you. 618 area code. Last call. Talk.
Shalom, elders. I just wanted to say I'm Brother Danny from St. Louis Body. I was called to give my testimony, but I know it's kind of late. I just wanted to let everybody know that I am a ex-healthcare worker. I decided not to take a hepatitis B, as in Bravo, vaccine, and I lost my job. So this vaccine stuff that the elders are talking about, it is very real. I'm also ex-military. If you have any relatives that are trying to join the military currently, do everything you can to talk them out of swearing in. Because a lot of our brothers and sisters are trying to make it. A lot of them don't know what time we end, but you do. Talk them out of it. Because once you become a soldier or a sailor or an airman or a Marine, you no longer have any say-so over what comes into your body. So we were experimented on in the military, and I know that for a fact, and it's everywhere that they do this. So
allegedly.
Please go ahead, Em.
No, don't worry about it. I'm just doing things, putting legalese out there, but allegedly. Oh. But go ahead.
Okay. And just make sure that you apologize for that. But make sure you do talk to your loved one and explain to them certain things. So, you know, there is things that are going on. And thank you, elders, because you guys have stopped me from making tragic decisions by learning the word, you know. That's just all
now,
I wanted to say, and Shalawam. Go ahead.
Well, Shalawam, brother, well, you being in the healthcare field, you would know, you'd have the knowledge to know that hepatitis B is a sexually transmitted disease, right?
Yes, sir, from planting feces. And I explained to them that was not something I planned to do, and they told
I'm not talking about this right now. I'm asking you a question. Yes, right? Yes.
Yes.
So how is you getting a hepatitis B vaccine helping you with what's a sexually transmitted disease?
Exactly.
It's truly a facetious question because I don't understand how they're going to give a hepatitis B vaccine to a child who doesn't have sex. What's that about?
Exactly. Well,
it's to a point where there's no rhyme or reason. It's about getting something up in you that will harm you down the road and take away your future quality of life and actually give you a sickness that will mean you die early. That's really what it comes down to, and sterilizing people. So
exactly.
I just wanted to put that out there, brother, because here it is. This brother lost his job because he didn't want to take a jab that has nothing to do with actually warding off a disease. Like, what am I taking that for? I mean, it's a sexually transmitted disease. Why are you shooting the disease of hepatitis B in me so that we can be the people transmitting it to others? I mean, it's Frankenstein, stupid, crazy scientist. Leave us alone. This temple belongs to the Almighty. And, brother, I'm glad you brought that out because a lot of our people believe that some of these doctors and the power structures that be has our best interests at heart. A lot of you think that. Okay? It's depopulation time. It's time for them to continually trouble the children of Israel until we no longer are in existence. That's the plan. Choose right. Choose the Most High. And I'll end it with this particular scripture. Okay? Hosea. Let me get it.